offer ends 7-6-99.
I think the kids at Dunston Elementary School. I think Robert, was that the same group that we had yesterday from Dunston Elementary?
Yeah, that's the ones, Dan.
First grade, the first grade or third grade?
Yeah, first graders, Mrs. Lassane's class at Dunston Elementary this past year.
Yeah, had them together. Robert was over there talking to him a couple of months ago, and he said, "Got a big birthday coming up. How about kids sing happy birthday to WTMA?" And I like to see those kids. They did a pretty good job with it there. At any rate, we thank them very much. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dan Moon. Our show this morning originating from the Francis Marion Hotel. I was just over talking to a fellow who stopped by this morning. Just came to Charleston about 3 months ago, so a lot of us, these pictures and memorabilia, don't mean a lot to him. But we got to looking at some of the old things. There's a picture over here of Veronica Lake. Now, a lot of you won't remember Veronica Lake. Some of you will, some you won't. But she came to Charleston, a movie deal, made an appearance down here in about 1942 or 43. I'm not sure of the exact year. But it was during the war years because the picture was taken right in front of the Francis Murray, and there are signs over King Street, big banner, proclaiming buy war bonds and on to victory and this kind of thing here. All right, let me get our sister station on board. We were talking, Boo, come over a minute. We were talking about 95SX, our sister station. Used to be WTMA FM years ago. I got the guy and two gals on board. I'm real jealous. Bailey and Karen and Maggie over at 95SX. Two gals and a guy. Good morning, gang.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Happy birthday. How do we get our voices that deep, Dan? That's all I always wanted to know that.
Well, you got to talk to the guy sitting next to me, Uncle Booby Nash over here.
Booby's there.
Yeah, Booby Nash is here. Boop, can you say a little word to our friends over at 95SX this morning?
Yeah, I'm very jealous. All the years we were on, we talked to ourselves in a room. We just sat there by ourselves. You got three people in one room?
Yeah, uh-huh. Three people, and we're all naked. Two girls and a guy.
Come on by after you celebrate, Booby.
Hey, listen, guys, I am real jealous, I'll tell you the truth, because only thing I've got... Bailey has got it made. He's got these two gals in there with him every morning.
I'm stuck with you, Dan.
Yeah, yeah. And well, look, every morning of the week, I'm stuck with Fred Story and Robert Allen. And
Hey,
Dan and I are sitting here hoping some moment someone will come in and sexually harass us.
Yeah,
we're at
sexually.
That age.
Hey, listen, guys, we were talking earlier.
Yep.
95SX is a big part of our history of WTMA. Bet you guys didn't even know this. Years ago, and how many years were we talking about, Boob? 25 years ago when it used to be WTMA FM. Do you remember that? Maggie, how'd you know that?
I know. I have my little secret.
Yeah. Your station used to be WTMA FM. Sure
right.
was. Yeah. So, and of course, it became 95SX, gosh, how many years ago now? I guess about 20 years ago.
Yeah, we've been on the air for about 36, and this year, I believe, we're celebrating our 37th birthday.
Well, gang, let us, you all hang around. You'll have a 60th anniversary before you know it.
So, Dan, you guys are hanging down at the St. Francis Marion Hotel today, celebrating.
Yeah, celebrating a big anniversary down here today, 60th. We got all kind of memorabilia down here.
Uh-huh.
Some old pictures going way back. We've got every single one of our TMA collector mugs from day one.
And a big old cake.
Karen, would you come down here and jump out of the cake?
I might.
Hey.
But I'm going to be wearing regular clothes. Don't expect anything fancy now.
The cake. We'll jump in after.
Hey, guys, have a great day today.
Thank you, Dan.
Good talking to you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. But our sister stations, that's 95SX.
What's the SX stand for?
Sex.
Oh. Well, at my age, I forget those things. You have to keep reminding me.
Well, I thank them very much for sharing some airtime with us this morning. They're doing their gig over there. And I mean it.
That's a fun group.
It is a great fun group over there. And Bailey, I'm serious. He's got it made. He's got two gals, and I got Fred Story and Robert Allen to look at every morning here. So I am very jealous. Hey, Fred and Robert, how y'all doing this morning?
We're doing all right, Dan.
Yeah, Fred will be back in a minute to give us a update on the news. Robert Allen's back here. At the controls of this thing this morning, and I got to tell you, Boob Nash, we were talking earlier this morning, he said, "My God, Dan, how are you keeping track of everything going on?" I'm not doing it. The guy that's doing it is Robert Allen back here at the station.
I'll tell you what, this is very confusing. They gave us just a bunch of records, and we talked until it was time for the next record. You got so much going on, I couldn't keep track of it.
It's absolutely crazy, crazy, crazy. Let me tell you who this is here, right here. Come on over to the microphone. Hi, good morning.
How you doing?
What's your name?
Alan McFoy.
Alan, what you got for us here?
Got some cinnamon rolls for you.
Hey, look like they come from, what's it, Blimpy?
Yeah, right across the street from you.
Blimpy subs and cinnamon rolls and all the kind of stuff right across the street here. I got some, hey, you want a cinnamon roll?
Oh, yeah, do I want a cinnamon roll?
My golly, I'll go good with
that
a coffee
there.
Does
that mean we're going steady now or what?
these things, I guess, are good.
Yeah, we bake them right there in the store.
Bake them right in the store every morning at Blimpy's?
Yep.
They're right across from the Francis Marriott over here.
Right.
Well, thank you for bringing those by. I appreciate that this morning. So if you're a little hungry in your downtown area, stop by over at Blimpy's. I'll try one of these, and you try one too, Bob.
Definitely going to
We'll see how they're going. We'll check them out this morning here. Yes, sir. If you'd like to jump on board, there are several ways you can do it today. You can do it via the phone lines or in person here at the Francis Marion Hotel. Our big 60th anniversary celebration going on all day today. We will take this broadcast around until 10 this morning. Here's the address, 556-1250. Bob, was that the number of the station back in the 60s, or do you recall?
What's that?
556-1250. That ring a bell with you?
No, that was our request line. You'd call, and we'd hang up on you real quick.
Well, now we
call. We'd say, sure, we'll get it on for you. Wait 3 days. We'll handle that for you.
Hey, 556-1250 is our talk line this morning. If you are outside the area, and it would be a long-distance call for you to get on board with us, here's the number, 800. Do you have an 800 number back in those days?
No, there was still things.
I didn't think so, yeah. 800-737-1250 or star 1250 on your cell phone. Get a couple of callers here with us. Bill is on board with us. Hi, Bill. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, sir.
Happy birthday to the station.
Thank you.
I remember many years ago when we was coming back from overseas on the ships back in the 60s, the first thing we'd hear would be WTMA coming across the pond.
You know something, Bill, and I don't know whether you remember this, Booby, but back what Bill's talking about is ships, Navy ships, coming back in from out at sea.
Right.
They would use the signal of WTMA to zero in on Charleston.
Is that right?
Yeah. Bill, am I right? If say radar failed or something of that nature, you could always signal in because it was.
Oh yeah, you can always use radio direction.
Well, you used to direct, you know, AM radios.
Right.
You could take some of the old AM radios had the loop antenna in the back, like the one sitting in front of us. And depending on which way you turned
right.
the radio, it would point to the radio station.
Well,
so,
hey Dan,
they would follow the big boob right into the
in other words,
hey Dan,
yeah.
Two questions for you. The first one will be answered by the answer to the second question if you get the first one right. Who was Lamont Cranston?
Who was Lamont Cranston?
Oh, that was the Shadow.
Oh!
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well.
Yeah, Bob remembered that.
I knew him well.
Yeah.
We used to drink together.
Remember, who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Hey, you do that good.
I didn't know the evil until I met Dan.
Listen, on a positive side, Dan, I want to, today's Post and Courier has got this article about the academic team rallies to victory for the second time now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just read the article, and this teacher they mentioned in here, Dorothy Meek, who has kind of worked and trained these people.
Well, first of all, let's point out, if somebody missed the paper this morning, there was an article concerning some students. Were they from James Island?
Yes, sir.
I think James Island High School.
Yes, sir.
And I think it's good that we point all of this out, because in light of all the bad publicity that the kids get with schools nowadays and their low SAT scores, SAT scores and all this, it's nice to know that we've got some students that are really performing jam up and jelly tight. They won a national Academic Excellence Award. It was a competitive deal where their knowledge was tested against students from all over the country, and they finished in first place.
This is the second time now they've done it.
Second time they've done this,
so
congratulations to them.
Not only that, somebody needs to get a hold of these folks over there and find out what they're doing and then implement that same type of curriculum or,
course.
To the rest of the school system and get rid of all the gobbledygook we're faced with now.
Yeah, Bill, I couldn't agree with you more.
Okay, hey, have a good one, Dan.
Have a nice day. And as Boob said, Bill and the Navy used to zoom in on the boob heading into Charleston every morning. Have a great day, Bill.
You too.
I'd like to say congratulations, James Island High, because I live on James Island, and I taught them all that I know, and I'm very proud of them.
Let's take a quick break, and then is it Clamsey and some other Clamsey? Does that ring a bell with you at all, Boob?
Clamsey?
I don't know. We'll find out who Clancy is. Quick break here. Huh? Oh, Clancy. Now,
Clancy
that rings a bell.
Bowick, yeah.
Quick break, my friend. Back with more from the Francis Marion Hotel. It's our big 60th birthday celebration. We'll see you in a minute.
radio at 1250 on your dial. Hooper, Pulse, and Nielsen rated
number one.